This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us on the radio waves and take control of those airwaves. Even though it is Christmas Eve, when most radio shows would take a night off, we're here live, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Johnny Ray went on a coffee run, so we're going to get back into Hans Hermann Hoppe, his piece about immigration here in moments. It's Ian and Will in the studio. But I was actually just looking through my email here, Will, and I have a piece of email that's literally been waiting 2 years, and I haven't read it just because I'm terrible at reading emails on the air. I don't get them very often, and I'm glad because, you know, sometimes they're good, and I'm like, I want to read this on the air, and then we just never do. So this was written back literally 2 years ago. It was December 27th, 2015, from Michael. He writes, "Dear Free Talk Live, I'd like to share with you a personal story about the impact that Free Talk Live has had on my life. I've considered calling into the show many times over the years to discuss it, but for a variety of practical reasons, mostly because I'm a late-night podcast listener, I haven't done so. And then last week, when Mark announced he may disengage from the live on-air portion of the show, I decided I needed to write a letter so you're aware of the impact you're having. Like many people, I came to the ideas of liberty through Ron Paul's 2008 campaign. At the time, I was self-described democratic socialist, most aligned with people like Ralph Nader. I even organized the Nader campaign group at Cornell University in 2004 and arranged to have Ralph speak at the only theater in town to a large crowd. I think socialism is so popular with college students because it appeals to the natural tendency that many people have to help others and to do good for their neighbors. Ron Paul appealed to me because, unlike other Republicans, he often spoke compassionately about the poor and human rights. But it was his odd obsession with the Federal Reserve that really inspired me to dig deeper. This is a topic that often goes unexplored on the left, and yet Ron Paul repeatedly explained that their policies harmed the poorest among us. It wasn't long before I was reading Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson, Rothbard's For a New Liberty, and reading daily articles published by the Mises Institute." And before I go on with the email here, I would like to comment that I tend to agree with him that, you know, folks who are on the left are persuadable when you explain libertarianism to them in terms that they can understand, as to in that you can show that liberty and the freedom to make the choices, make choices for yourself and choices for your own money, actually results in more help to the poor, more help to people that are in, you know, difficult circumstances or need medical assistance or whatever, because when we can individually decide how to distribute our own resources, we do it in a much more efficient and economic manner, rather than having money turned over by force to the government and then having completely unaccountable bureaucrats and politicians make decisions as far as how that money should be spent. If each individual is making charitable donations and decisions, that means that money is much better spent in the marketplace. The charities will do a much more efficient job of spending the donations that they receive as compared to the government, who is, you know, completely inefficient. So you can make this clear to a leftist who's actually willing to pay attention, and then they should let go of coercion if they can be convinced, first of all, that they were even embracing coercion in the first place, because a lot of them don't want to see the violence that's inherent in the system. And if you can show them that actually a peaceful solution is the most effective one, then you've got a persuasive case. Anyway, going on here, he says, "In many ways, I was already well-versed in the intellectual case for liberty and free markets by the time I found Free Talk Live. But what your show offered me was the framing of liberty in terms of a consistent language and a deep compassion for others. It was the first time I heard the term voluntarism, which I liked much more than anarcho-capitalism, and began describing myself as such. And the community you were building as part of the Free State Project and daily reporting of civil disobedience and liberty activism comforted me, if only due to the realization that there were others like me committed to building a society built on freedom, acceptance, and love." And that's something that we've heard from a number of listeners on Free Talk Live, is that they were surprised that anyone agreed with them, that when they heard this show, that it was like the first time they'd ever heard somebody talking about the ideas that they believed in, and were so pleased to hear that, and then really elated to find out that a bunch of them were actually physically moving together to the same place, which is what is happening here in New Hampshire. He goes on, he says, it couldn't have come at a more important time, because meanwhile, in late 2008, I was suffering from what I now diagnose as chronic depression, struggling to see where my life was going and how I would end up anywhere other than lifeless at the bottom of a gorge. I had finished my undergraduate degree in physics in 2003, and without thinking about the natural flow of, the natural flow of the field had swept me into postgraduate study at Cornell. I had never really intended to enter graduate studies, but 3 months after moving to Ithaca, New York, I wondered how I'd made the decision to engage in 8 more years of schooling, in addition to the 5 years that I had already completed as an undergrad. In hindsight, I realized I'd never consciously made the decision. It just sort of happened, because that's what physicists do. 5 years as an undergraduate is barely enough time to grasp the basics. An additional 8 years is necessary to become a world's expert in some very narrow subfield where you spend several thousands of hours laboriously repeating monotonous work, which, if you're lucky, may be read by tens or perhaps hundreds of others who had invested their lives in the same narrow area. And by 2008, that's where I was, 5 years in, with an unknown number of years to go. Well over 10,000 hours spent looking through microscopes, building optical instruments, and pipetting various chemicals into tiny tubes, and yet no sign of graduation on the horizon. My advisor, the principal investigator and sole master of my fate, had no intention of letting me go anytime soon. After all, she had put 5 years of investment into my training, and by this point I was becoming one of the lab's premier experts. She had no incentive to let me go. On the contrary, she had every incentive to add as many tasks as possible, gaining more toward her career before she discarded me like a used tube of toothpaste. In 2008 and 2009, nearly every day as I walked from my car through campus toward the dark, windowless, cinder-block basement of my lab, I looked over the edge of the deepest gorge on campus. Cornell is known for its gorges, beautiful rock-hewn canyons, guiding waterfalls that cascade over pointy boulders peacefully through Cornell's picturesque campus. They're also known as the surest way to opt out of chronic depression. And the funny thing is, one of my roommate here, actually, Matt, he's from New York, and he knows Cornell, and he says that there's actually, every year, there are suicides on this campus. People throw themselves from bridges as sort of a regular thing, and that's what he's describing here. He literally was considering killing himself when he found the Liberty Movement. So going on, he says, and on the coldest, darkest days, walking home from the lab after hours of acquiring data from my lonely lab basement, only to find that everything had gone wrong, that I had wasted another day in my life pursuing my boss's research passion, I would peer down into the gorge and wonder if that was my fate. I'm sure it sounds strange to many people who have not experienced the systematic problems in academia. After all, I was working at a prestigious Ivy League university, at one of the top graduate programs in the country in a field that, if I were to succeed, could pay handsomely in the future as part of the private sector. Indeed, I was fortunate to be attracted to technical fields, as it's one of the few fields which can justify an expensive investment in advanced education, in spite of the growing college loan bubble. Nevertheless, graduate studies are basically an all-or-nothing gamble, quite unlike the way that people learn skills in the private sector. Completing a graduate degree in a technical field, one finds themselves in an extremely rewarding position, having a difficult-to-achieve stamp of approval on their resume, a Ph.D., in addition to years of technical experience in a difficult discipline. On the other hand, leaving at any point prior to completing that 8-year degree, and you have an enormous gaping hole on your resume, which is impossible to explain to any potential employer other than, I'm a complete and utter failure. For most people, to leave graduate study 5 years in is to destroy your career, devaluing everything you've built up to that point, which for me was 10 years studying physics. Leaving the field was not an option. As I often told my mother and close friends during my lowest points, there were only 2 ways out, with a Ph.D. in my hand or at the bottom of the gorge. The gorge was often the more attractive option, but Mark and Ian and Free Talk Live may have saved my life. I don't know if I ever would have mustered the courage to leap to my death, or should I say cowardice. But as I was spiraling closer and closer to making that irreversible decision, Free Talk Live led me to a better, more positive place. We'll tell you a little bit more about what he has to say here in moments in the Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. It's a very kind thing to say that we might have saved his life. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts, also welcome on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. MyPillow, possibly the best pillow you'll ever use. You can try it out for 60 days, and if you don't like it for some reason, they guarantee that you'll be satisfied. Otherwise, you can get your purchase price back by sending the pillow back at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. You'll get 50% off the regular price of the MyPillow. The MyPillow is special because it's designed to fit the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it's washable. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. That's what it's made for. Go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. If, like you did, you decide to keep it, it's guaranteed to last you for 10 years. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. Johnny Ray joining us here again in hour number 3. You were on a coffee run, Johnny. What I was doing in the last segment was sharing an email that actually came in 2 years ago.
I heard it. I was standing out in the cold.
You were out there the whole time?
Just at the end of your piece, and I listened, and I heard,
gotcha.
And I heard it.
So he was on campus. He was going into graduate. He was into graduate studies. He's like 5 years into it. Has discovered, thanks to the Ron Paul campaign. We were talking about politics earlier, and you're a very anti-political guy. You don't think libertarians should bother with running for politics.
Waste of time.
But this guy here, Johnny Ray, he says that he found liberty through the Ron Paul political campaign in 2008. And then further, when he found Free Talk Live as a result of finding Ron Paul, it was Free Talk Live, he says, may have saved his life. So, you know, chalk that one up for some of the good that has come from some of the libertarians running for political office. If Ron Paul hadn't done that campaign, this guy might have killed himself. Because he was so frustrated with having chronic depression, throwing all this time and effort into something that
going after some kind of crazy, stressful advanced degree.
Going after a graduate degree in some kind of technical field, spending hours and hours in a lab every single day. And basically, you know, if you give up halfway through, you've basically wasted your life at that point. So there's a real incentive to either finish or just kill yourself. And those were the choices that that he was looking at here. So I'm going to continue his story, and then we'll get back into immigration. So he said that Free Talk Live led me to a better, more positive place. I started listening to the daily podcast each night. 3 hours of bliss, and literally the only thing that took my mind off my daily struggle and the gorge that was just a few minutes' drive away. The sweet sound of Mark and Ian's voice deftly dismantling naive statist arguments against liberty and fearlessly and compassionately supporting my rights and the rights of my neighbors was immensely comforting. Daily reports of activism and civil disobedience from New Hampshire was exciting and offered hope. My chronic depression became so bad that only 2 or 3 or sometimes 4 back-to-back podcasts could overcome the pain every night. I'd listen to the daily podcast and then go further and further back into the archives to supplement it, playing solitaire in my bed late into the night while Mark and Ian unceasingly defended my liberties against all who would threaten it. After months and months of this, when my only non-working, non-sleeping hours, 3 to 9 hours a day, were literally spent listening to Free Talk Live, did I realize that jumping into a gorge was not the only alternative way out of my predicament. The Free State Project and the liberty activism being done in New Hampshire was my new goal, my new alternative. That's not to say it ranks poorly on my list, only slightly above suicide. Quite the contrary, it became a new long-term vision for where I intend to be. Ideally, it would be a long-term goal after completing my physics PhD, but if that didn't materialize, I was now prepared to leave my graduate program early and move to New Hampshire. Once I came to this realization that there was a place for me, a place I could go and be happy amongst friends of liberty, with or without my degree, my thoughts of diving into a rocky gorge started to subside. Instead, whenever my depression felt unbearable, I would envision moving to Keene or Nashua, freeing myself of all burdens and imagine taking residence and employment there amongst new friends, and my pain subsided, and my 3 to 9 hour Free Talk Live podcast listening sessions continued. In 2010, I finally completed my degree, with 2 years of enormous emotional support from Free Talk Live. At the moment, I'm fortunate to be working passionately in the tech industry on products that are breaking ground on how we interact with computers, but I've not abandoned thoughts of living in New Hampshire. In fact, I found the love of my life, who also happens to value liberty, and together we listen to Free Talk Live podcasts every night. She and I discuss regularly the prospects of moving to New Hampshire, and we've often consulted Zillow to review available housing options. We're at important points in our careers at the moment, which is not compatible with making a move in the short term, but we envision that we will one day move to New Hampshire. In the meantime, we defend liberty as best we can in the Seattle area, not the friendliest region for liberty. My fiancé has a similar story of her own, although in her case, she was navigating labyrinthine U.S. immigration policies. Her employment opportunities were severely restricted under the U.S. visa program, and her employer took advantage of it in much the same as my graduate advisor abused the academic system. We're nearing the end of that chapter in her life, but she also felt enormous relief as Ian and Mark defended the concept of open borders and freedom to travel and work under voluntary arrangement. In the face of constant adversity, hearing the message of freedom spoken so passionately in spite of statist after statist caller is truly refreshing and inspiring, giving us hope as we aim to prevail against it. Which brings me back to Mark and his decision to leave the on-air portion of the program. And then he goes on to, Mark, a couple of years ago, was frustrated and he ended up leaving and kind of made this big to-do about it and said he would come back if enough people showed support, and people did show some support, and so he came back. And so that's kind of what the rest of his is about here, but I'll jump ahead a little bit. He says, I'm satisfied I finally took the time to share my story, and my fiancé may share her separately so that you get a chance to hear about how your work impacts individuals in ways you might not otherwise realize. As I said before, what might I really have done in the absence of Free Talk Live? Would I really have jumped into the gorge? Would I have quit my graduate studies and taken an enormous hit to my career prospects, nearly 10 years invested? I can't say for sure, but I'm relieved that I never had to find out how deep that dark path goes. In any event, your work has helped enormously with my chronic depression during the worst years of my life. They've shown me that there is a path to achieving more liberty in my lifetime, and even now, being fortunate to work in an area I'm passionate about, I yield enjoyment from Free Talk Live podcasts every single day, a break from the frustrating status point of view that surrounds me in Seattle. And you and Ian have made me a better, more consistent, more compassionate lover of liberty that has successfully converted others, most recently my Japanese fiancé, who enjoys your podcasts and feels comfort every time you defend her liberty to live and to work here. Thank you for taking the time to read my letter. I wish you the best this Christmas and into the new year from Michael. So it's just one of those things where every now and then you'll hear a story like this from somebody out there. And you always have to remember that when we do the things we do, whether it be doing radio broadcasts or whether it be running for a vice, unsuccessfully for a vice presidential nod from the Libertarian Party, or whether it be, you know, just getting out there and talking in front of a group of people, anytime you have the opportunity to reach and touch somebody, even though you don't even know who those people always are, it's important to do it. It's important to put your beliefs about freedom out there in whatever way that you can, because you never know who's listening. You never know who it is that is hearing what you have to say. And I'm not just talking about doing a radio show. Again, it's just, it can just be as simple as getting up in front of a church group or a local club or something like that and giving a speech. There's somebody out there in that audience who's ready to hear what you have to say. They're at a point in their life where they're receptive to the ideas, where you might connect some dots for them that they've never been able to connect before, and you may end up, saving somebody's life or turning them to the ideas of liberty for the first time, and you just never know who you're going to reach and how your words will touch them. So thank you, Michael. There's more coming
up. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio here, the Christmas Eve edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. If you like the show, then shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. There's a link to Walmart there. There's also some other links like Newegg. You click in through those links, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It is that simple. You get the stuff you want, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done with Free Talk Live. So, Johnny Ray, in the last hour, you had brought up a story from the Lou Rockwell blog, or the Lou Rockwell website, from a guy named Hans Hermann Hoppe, who's kind of a right-winger that purports to be a libertarian and is claiming that if you support immigration freedom, that you're a so-called left libertarian because, and he's getting into his reasons why he believes that libertarians should support a state enforcing borders, which is a crazy position to take, and it is in no way a libertarian position, but let's hear more about that.
On what grounds should there be a right to unrestricted free immigration? No one has a right to move to a place already occupied by someone else unless he's been invited. And if all right. places are already
are
occupied...
Grounds. Those are the grounds. The grounds are people want those people to come there. Anyway, go ahead.
If all places are already occupied, all migration is migration by invitation only. A right to free immigration exists only for virgin country, for the open frontier. There are only two ways of trying to get around this conclusion and still rescue the notion of free immigration. The first is to view all current place occupants and occupations with moral suspicion. To this purpose, much is made of the fact that all current place occupations have been affected by prior state action, war, and conquest. And I agree with that assessment. I think that the property from a homesteading or libertarian perspective would probably have the Cherokee, a lot of Cherokee ownership in the Atlantic Southeast U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than it is. They were dispossessed of the land that should have been theirs.
Sure.
I don't think there's any getting back to that, and I don't think that it would be profitable to try.
Right.
To this purchase, much is made of the fact that all current place occupations have been affected by prior state action, war, and conquest. And true enough, state borders have been drawn and redrawn. People have been displaced, deported, killed, and resettled. And state-funded infrastructure projects have affected the value and relative price of almost all locations and altered the travel distance and cost between them. From this indisputable fact, it, though, does not follow that any present place occupant has a claim to migrate to any place else. The world does not belong to everyone. So far, so good. He's just saying that because the true ownership from a pure perspective is probably not likely in many cases now, like maybe this property that we're sitting in now one time was unjustly seized by somebody else.
Could be.
And somebody else has a better claim on it. But he says the fact that that is the case doesn't mean that I can go across the street and say I can live here because all the records we have are suspect, so I can just come and go where I please.
Well, right. I mean, property, as far as you know, the ownership of it is concerned, possession's a very big factor, right? Now, they say possession's 9/10 of the law, right? We're here. We're possessing this property. The records on the property go back to show a legal title transfer over many years. So, you know, I did not knowingly purchase this property, which is now owned by the Shire Free Church, but when I bought it 11 years ago, I did not knowingly purchase it from somebody who I had any belief had stolen it or, you know, used any kind of violence to acquire it. So, I guess I don't really understand what argument he's trying to make here. He's saying
there are two ways that you can get around his initial pronouncement that
you can only come to a place if someone wants you there.
Yeah, and right? You can only come if someone wants you there, and free immigration only exists for virgin country.
Mm.
And he's saying that some people will say, well, the whole thing is suspect. You obviously are not the rightful owner of this,
ownership. That's a lame argument against it. I mean, the argument is there are people who want immigrants to come here, right? Like, he already acknowledged that earlier on. There are people who want to see open and free immigration. And
yeah, their opinions don't matter because they're not his.
Right.
So I think that moving forward, we've just got to build. We need to continue to try and aim for just property transfer and just property ownership. But I think we're going to have to build on the existing records we have. I don't have a problem with that as long as we're moving towards something really great and free.
Sure.
The second possible way out, going back to Hoppe, the second possible way out is to claim that all so-called public property, the property controlled by local, regional, or central government, is akin to open frontier with free and unrestricted access.
I would go with that one. I think that people should absolutely be able to homestead government land.
Yep.
Just let abolish the Bureau of Land Management and let people just go and homestead that humongous plot of land west of the Mississippi and all the various different plots east of the Mississippi as well.
When I think of all of the uninhabited land in the U.S., I'm not worried about immigration one bit.
No.
We need to open it up and let people improve some of that land.
Yeah, but when you point that out to these people, they're not... They don't bend, like, they want to defend the most uninhabitable, useless stretch of land in the entire country, the Texas-American border.
Mm.
I mean, it's literally just desert and river and coyotes. Like, it's of no use whatsoever agriculturally or economically, and this is their favorite land to, like, sit and rub themselves with the dirt. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, it may seem as though it's not useful, but look at like, Vegas, for instance. That was the desert, right? They took this arid desert land, and they turned it into basically a paradise that attracts, you know, hundreds of thousands of people from around the globe every single year, I would guess. Millions, probably.
Hoppe says, from the fact that government property is illegitimate because it is based on prior expropriations, it does not follow that it is unowned and free for all. It has been funded through local...
Then what does follow? If he is if he's acknowledging that government property is illegitimate, it sounded like he was acknowledging that it was illegitimate, although at the same time he's going to out the other side of his mouth call for the government to enforce immigration laws. So obviously he believes in the government and he believes in the state when it's doing his bidding. But anyway, go ahead.
It has been funded through local, regional, national, or federal tax payments, and it is the payers of these taxes then, and no one else,
so everybody,
who are the legitimate owners of all public property.
So basically everybody. Because
socialism.
Yeah, I mean, so again, if everybody owns a thing, is it really owned? Is it everybody who owns it, or is it no one who owns it?
Now, does it make sense why Richard Spencer likes likes Herman Hoppe? Because they're both socialists.
Okay.
In this case, federal bureaucrats own it, and they'll go out there and they'll hunt on it and camp on it when you're not allowed to.
Oh, communism, not socialism. Communism.
There you go.
Where only the government class has the ability to act. Oh, you mean like medieval feudalism in England? Oh, awesome. Sounds great. When can we get started?
It is the payers of these taxes who are the legitimate owners of all public property. They cannot exercise their right. That right has been... Now pay attention to this, Ian. That right has been arrogated by the state. But they are the legitimate owners, the taxpayers. And now the reason that I want you to pay close attention is because I use the word arrogate. Rather
about
than,
to look it up.
Than aggregate.
What's that one mean?
Well, arrogate means what you use aggregate for.
Arrogate is to claim unwarrantably or presumptuously, to assume or appropriate to oneself without the right.
Exactly.
So he's claiming that the people who pay taxes own the property, but the government has, without the right, claimed that.
Immigrants can't come in because the property belongs to the taxpayers.
But the immigrants pay taxes too.
Well, not all of them.
Sure they do. Anybody who goes out and buys stuff pays taxes.
If you make any purchase, if you exist in the United States,
even
then pay taxes
even if
in
it's,
some form.
Even if it's not sales tax, just buying something supports the business that then pays property tax.
Yep.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, the Christmas Eve edition of the program. Moments remain here, enough time for you if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Live throughout the holidays. We will be live tomorrow and also New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So thank you for keeping it locked here to Free Talk Live throughout the holiday season. We appreciate you being there. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Will.
Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can help Free Talk Live by joining the AMP program. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. AMP AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. We will take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on new radio stations. We've got over 160 great radio stations that carry the show throughout the week at various different times. And we could have 200, 300, 400. It's possible. We just, you know, it's a growing process, and we've got to market the show effectively, and that takes money. So if you want to help us out and get access to some cool perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more, go and get all the details and then get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, as we continue here.
Can you crypto AMP?
You can, only though with Bitcoin Core at the moment, so not very many people.
So the gift that keeps on giving, then.
Well, I mean, if somebody wants to actually use it, which is very, very hard to do these days, right, given a $30 basically minimum fee is what people are paying now on Bitcoin Core. But we have actually had somebody use it within the last couple of months. There was one new amplifier that signed up with Bitcoin Core. So
there you go.
Very, very ballsy of them to do that. Thank you. I do appreciate it. But at some point, we could work in some other cryptos in there.
For real?
It's not at the top of my priority list. I got to pay programmers to go in and make that happen. So
I guess it's a good thing we've got a programmer that's moving to New Hampshire.
Well, that could be helpful. I mean, we've got guys who do the site, though, who've like always done the site, and so I probably would bring them in to do it. It's just like, do you really want to pay, you know, what could be hundreds, if not a few thousand bucks to, you know, to change a thing that may or may not actually get that many donations.
Wow.
You know, in the long run. I mean, when we did introduce Bitcoin, it wasn't really a big avalanche of people who were coming in to sign up with it. So that's why I say it's not exactly at the top of my list. If somebody were to contact me individually and say, hey, you know, I've got all this Bitcoin cash burning in my pocket, can I join the AMP program? You know, we just take care of it through email or something like that. We'd figure out a way to make it so you could donate your cryptocurrency to Free Talk Live. But the online
shoot
system.
Shoot Ian an email at ian@freetalklive.com.
The online system is automated, though, so it's easy to go through, which is a nice thing to have. But anyway, let's go to David in Raleigh. We can get back into immigration here in a moment. But David, you're on Free Talk Live calling from North Carolina.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. I just wanted to call towards the end of New Year's, Christmas Eve night, and thank you for putting on a radio show, spreading the idea of liberty, and just wanted to wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Oh, was that all?
Yeah, that's it, man. Keep it up, brother.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Time to learn from every child.
Hodel, hodel, hodel.
A time to give, a time to smile. Embracing all in happiness. A time for asking for forgiveness. So we sing holly, 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 hallelujah.
Oh, that's nice. I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
It's from Roger Whittaker. It's called Hallelujah.
Well, I figured that much, but I've heard a few Hallelujah songs, but not that one. Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome. That's from a Christmas album that I and my brothers grew up with. Every song on it is incredibly beautiful, and Roger Whittaker himself is a fantastic singer, and that album is just, it's like a classic. It's like a deep cut, you might say. I don't think it ever got much airplay.
Huh. How about that?
I listened to Snoopy Saves Christmas from the Red Baron when I was a kid growing up.
Snoopy's not much of a singer.
No.
All right, Johnny Ray, we were in the midst of the Hans Hermann Hoppe piece about immigration, and he's trying desperately to argue that libertarians should not support immigration, although he has in no way been persuasive to anybody who's a real libertarian, because if you are a real libertarian, you believe in freedom, and to have an immigration-controlling state is not freedom. So
the American immigration system is like everything that libertarians hate on steroids, though. It's government force and violence used against people for nonviolent reasons. It is ramped up, inaccountable bureaucracy,
right.
And it is a nonstop gun in your face, hand in your pocket. It took me and my wife 8 years, $8,000 to navigate the immigration system.
That's all? Only $8,000?
Well, that was because she was already in the country legally as a student, and we were just changing her from one legal status to another legal status.
Okay.
Had we done it any other way, it would have cost us almost twice that much.
Wow.
And that's literally for me to go and beg the state for permission to marry someone and not live under the threat of them coming in and kidnapping my wife and tearing her away from her suckling child at gunpoint in the middle of the night. And this is what Mr. Hopp says
he's
libertarian.
Well, he's coming up to the point that allows me to flippantly sum up his argument and dismiss it.
Okay.
But the article goes on for a bit more, and it bears reading for if you're interested in the topic. I don't think that we'll have enough time for all of it.
No, let's get to that point if we can.
Reach my conclusion. Yeah. In a world where all places are privately owned, the immigration problem vanishes. There exists no right to immigration. There only exists the right to trade, buy, or rent various places. Yet, what about immigration in the real world with public property administered by local, regional, or central state governments? First off, what would immigration policies be like if the state would, as it is supposed to do, act as a trustee of the taxpayer owner's public property? What about immigration if the state acted like the manager of the community property jointly owned and funded by the members of a housing association or gated community? Now, this is where I think it all falls apart.
What
for
a
him.
Fantasy land.
Turns into communism.
But basically, like I say, I'm going to deliver a flip argument. All he right. says, what would they do if the state acted like it was supposed to do? And the state isn't supposed to act in any way, shape, or form. It's not supposed to act, period.
It's not supposed to exist.
And the article says, okay, we've got the state, and it is not going to, it's not gonna treat property issues the way that we want to. People are just gonna come in, but because we have the state, and because they're gonna take advantage of the roads we've built and the schools we've built, and because they're going to take and they're not going to give back, then we have to keep them out. But it's that will never get you anywhere, because if you say you have to have the state because you have the state, then you'll never get rid of the state. So you have to choose. So you have to choose to trust freedom, and trust that if you have if you have a great mass of people coming in, well, there's going to be consequences in the form of the cost of living and so forth. There's a ceiling to how many people can come in. Right now, America is not really that popular a place to immigrate to. I understand that immigration from Central America and South America has really dropped off in the past few years.
Everywhere has dropped off, and mostly because of immigration policies and quotas. I mean, just for my in-laws to come and visit us, it costs $1,000 in government fees. It was $500 a piece for them to apply for the visa. And if America tells you you can't have the visa, then that's just the end of it. Like, they reject the application and you apply again. You don't ever get the money back, and you don't get a reason why they rejected the application. You just apply again. And like, we're not talking about the plane tickets, the cost to travel, all of those things. No, just the paperwork. Fee for the paperwork to ask for the visa, not to pay for the visa. To ask for permission to get the visa.
Ask for permission to pay for, eventually, if they give you the permission.
Exactly.
Immigration.
So why would you want to go? Why would you want to come to a country where it's $1,000 for you and your wife to ask for permission to go?
Yeah.
And if they don't want, and if they decide to, they just keep your money and give you
what they'll do.
No explanation whatsoever. That's the way that is our immigration system in the nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, guys,
keep your money. Your receipt means nothing.
This Hoppe guy obviously is showing his true colors here. I mean, he has a fantasy of what he thinks the state should be like. Oh, if only the state would do as it's supposed to.
He thinks that he can.
Oh, you mean like Democrat
rules that work? But all you're going to do, if you put the state in control of immigration, you're just going to have a cottage industry of immigration bureaucrats that are making money off of the immigration that is going to happen.
Hans Herman Sanders.
Yeah, and not to mention all the poor immigrants who then get enslaved by whatever, you know, businesses hold their, you know, the control over their lives. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.